suitcase. Miss Nelson, you have probably guessed that I am not stopping. It is getting too hot for me around here. I would like to have a minute to see how it all turns out, but it is not to be. I am off to Switzerland. I was going to Spain, but I have just remembered I do not like Fred Street. The Colonel is really cross with me because I have lost his painting. And as I have no longer any order for him, he can now have me shot at any moment. Of course, I shall take my wife with me. I am not so heartless as to leave her behind. The last train is in 10 minutes. I will call her.
It is.
She did not hear me. It is fate.
Where are you going?
To the pictures, my sweet. Gone with the Wind.
With a suitcase?
It is a very long film. I am taking sandwiches.
I know what is in your mind. Take me with you.
Yvette, dear brave Yvette, it is too dangerous. If you are caught with me, you will also be shot. I am the most wanted man in all France.
Where are you going?
It is better that you do not know.
I must know. Give me an hint where you are going to hide.
Very well. Cuckoo.
A lunatic asylum?
Switzerland. The train leaves in a minute.
René, give me some little thing to remember you by.
Here, take this corkscrew.
Thank you, René. Every time I screw a cork, I will think of you.
Just 7 years. Goodbye, Yvette.
You cannot leave me without one last embrace. Oh,
Yvette. Now, quickly, cover the back door. Make sure for me the coast is clear. I'm going up the front.
René! Where are you going?
Shh! Help me to put these things back in the case.
René, are you running away?
It is my only hope. The Colonel and the Captain have got it in for me for losing the painting.
Take me with you.
It is too dangerous. I will send for you.
Where are you going?
It is better that you do not know, in case they torture you.
You know me? I would never reveal anything. I am dirty about you. René, give me a little clue as to where you're going.
I am going where you find many cheeses and big arms.
You are going to hide in the larder?
I am going to Switzerland. The train is leaving any minute.
Give me something to remember you by.
Yes, take it as best. There is not much left.
Every time I squeeze it, I will think of you. Oh, René, before you go, one last embrace.
Oh, very well. Stand on the case. Oh, can you hear my heart pounding?
Oh, I can hear your stomach rumbling.
Now go upstairs and to make sure that my wife does not follow me. Right, now I go.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Why are you wearing a bowler hat and carrying a sotkus?
Because I am leaving for Switzerland.
There is a curfew. You cannot move in the street. Anyone not in uniform could receive a bullet in the beak.
Will this nightmare never end? Evidently not.
You were not thinking of running away and leaving the British army in the lurch?
No, Michel. They are still hidden in the safe place. And why are you dressed as a gendarme? That actually, don't answer. I do not wish to know.
I must speak to them. Where are they?
In the bar.
Hello. We're jolly hungry. Can we have some food?
Michel, you speak English. What is he saying?
They are hungry. Now, listen, chaps. London want to back as soon as possible. So we are doing our best. There's a flap on at the moment, so you've got to lie low.
Roger, out.
No, René, listen very carefully. I shall say this only once.
Say it as many times as you like. My train will have left by now.
I have most exciting news.
The war is over? Churchill has chucked in the sponge?
Never. We have good information that Hitler is visiting this area to inspect his troops. The train will pass through Nouvien. We will blow it up. The shell ignite will be eaten in your kitchen.
In my kitchen? They will find it. I will be shot. Blowing up Hitler is against the law.
will be eaten in cheeses. Dutch cheeses.
Dutch cheeses? I will not have them in the house. Get someone else to write them.
Too late. Show him.
Take them from my knock. Carefully.
We will call for them when we want them.
Do not drip them, otherwise they may go off bong.
See this? It looks exactly like a cigar box.
Yes, it does. What is it?
A cigar box. Inside are the detonator. They are made to look exactly like a cigar.
Now look, be sensible. Why do you not blow up it there somewhere else? If you blow him up here, everyone will be shot for miles around.
Do you not want to save the world? Do you not want your name to go down in history?
I would rather read history than be history.
Are you with us or against us?
Is that gun loaded?
Every chamber is full.
That is a terrible thing to say to a hotel owner. Oh, very well, then I am with you.
Good. We will collect the cheeses as a detonator as soon as we find out which train Hitler is on. Come, we will disappear like phantoms into the night.
There is no need to go like phantoms. We are policemen. Follow me, and do not forget to swing your truncheon.
You see what I am up against, listeners? I try to mind my own business and sneak off to Switzerland. 10 minutes later, I am blowing up Hitler and hiding exploding cheeses. Oh, well, this is how it goes in wartime France. Awake!
Hello, hello! This is London calling. London calling Nighthawk. Have you a message for me? Have you a message for me?
Yes, I have a message for you. Get stuffed.
Gruber! Gruber! Gruber!
Yes, General.
You will be aware that Hitler is visiting this district.
Is he? Oh, I thought it was just a rumor.
He is arriving on the 14th by train. He will make a brief stop at Mouvien to congratulate me on my command, and I wish to surprise him by giving him personally the priceless portrait of the fallen Madonna with the big boobies.
Oh, what a good idea. Hitler will be pleased.
It is then likely that he will give me a medal.
I think a certainty.
You will ensure that my belt and my medals are polished until they are like glass, and particularly my boots.
Of course, General. Ah, wonderful ether.
And do not forget to oil my spare leg. I do not wish to squeak in front of Hitler.
Who does?
See to it.
Yes, General.
Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler. Ow!
Moving to Gestapo headquarters, we find Herr Flick on the floor in black shorts and singlet, doing press-ups.
4, 5, 6. Enter.
Oh.
1003, 1004, 1005. That is enough for one day. You are late.
I had a puncture. I ran over a sharp peasant.
Why are you staring at me?
I have never seen you before in your Gestapo shorts. Your legs are so exciting. They are like little trees.
Unfortunately, I cannot bend this one.
Vorwund?
Dutch elm disease. Give me my trousers. It has come to my ears that von Schmeling is about to give Hitler a painting of the fallen Madonna with the big boobies. Should this happen, I will not be able to sell it after the war to provide for us when we are married.
I see. I suppose there will be very little call for the Gestapo after the war.
Do not be a smartass with me, Helga. Therefore, I have a plan. It is daring, dangerous, audacious, brilliant. Failure would mean death. Pass to me my comb, my hair combed to one side, and my comb to my top lip. Who do I look like?
It is a miracle. How do you intend using this breathtaking impersonation of our beloved Führer?
By sending to von Schmeling, through some of my old Gestapo buddies in Berlin, a telegram informing him that Hitler will be one day early. I will then commandeer a train, arrive at the station, and, posing as Hitler, recover the painting from von Schmeling through the open window of the railway compartment at night. I shall give him a small medal and order the train to depart, and we will disappear into the night.
Where will we go?
They will sell the painting and disappear into the Brazilian jungle, where they all live on filed beds and make love in a bamboo hut on a bed of pampas grass, wearing only banana leaves.
My, my. We are not big spenders, are we?
First, you must find out from the colonel and the captain the date of Hitler's train so I may activate my plan.
It will be a top military secret. They will not tell one of such low rank as I.
You must use your feminine vials. ITI officers are susceptible to the advances of females, especially Captain Bertaroli. You will take him into the back row of the cinema.
But Herr Flick, he is Latin and randy with it. He may place his hand upon my knee, or even higher. And I am saving myself for you.
I have thought of this. What is a Gestapo suspender belt? Suspended from the elastic are two mouse traps.
Are there any operating instructions?
Yes. Make sure they are the right way round and do not cross your legs.
Returning to German HQ, we find Captain Alberto in full admiration of himself.
Oh, solo mio, be a mine tonight.
Look at that reflection. No wonder the girls there go mad. If I met me, I would go mad.
Alberto Rally, the telegram has received top-level military secret communications in Hitler's headquarters.
Hitler's plans have been changed. He will not be coming by train, as he will be coming by car to avoid the possibility of assassination by the resistance. Mr. Hitler, he not have a bigger fool how he looking.
His car will cross into town square. The general will take this opportunity to present to him the painting.
So it's bye-bye to the bigger the boobies and we know split of the dough.
All is not lost, Doctor. We have a plan, haven't we, Hubert? The painting will be handed over to Hitler, but it will not be Hitler.
Who will it be?
You.
Hand the painting over to me? The general, why me?
Captain Alberto, when he gave the concert in aid of the distressed SS gentlewomen, who was the star? Who did the impersonations of Adolf?
You are right. Me a bigger success. But I see the bigger the problem. If I am dressed as Hitler, and Hitler is dressed as Hitler, how will you know which Hitler to give the painting?
Von Schmeling, the details of Hitler is to arrive one day early. We will attend the staff car, fly the correct insignia, it will be dark. Von Quick and Hitler, he will give you the painting, and you will give him a medal.
What happened when the real Hitler turned up?
We can always join the resistance and shoot a few peasants.
Oh, it's dangerous. I don't want to be the Hitler.
Then we cut you out as a deal. And after the war, you will get nothing. You will end up as a spaghetti inspector.
You really think I do a Hitler good enough?
Of course you will. You are a wonderful Hitler. Think how exciting it was on the night I introduced you. Gruber, give him your hat.
Ladies and gentlemen, straight from the back streets of Naples, the greatest Hitler impersonator in all Italy, Captain Alberto Bertolelli.
Citizens of the fatherland, I will tell you a most amusing story about the hunchback of Notre Dame. He is hopping up and down on the parapet when he noticed the bell is missing in the middle of the big ladder. What do he do? He pushes away from him the bell. When it returns, it hits him smack in the face. It gives a bomb and he falls 200 feet right onto the cobblestones.
That is very funny.
I have not finished it. Two men woke up. One man says to the other, "Who is that?" The other man says to the one man, "I do not know, but his face rings the bell." Now, I have finished.
Fortunately, you will not be required to do jokes in the stand.
Hello, it's Berlin.
If it's Hitler, sorry, I'm out.
Well, give me the phone. If it is a Hitler, he is out. This is the captain of Bertarelli. I am a great war hero and the best friend of Colonello. I see. See, see. I will give him a message. It's good of the news. There is a bigger part for you.
For me?
Hitler is coming with Hermann Göring.
No, no. I am a rotten actor.
Am I to understand that you, my trusted field marshal, flying ace and hero of the First World War, are refusing to accompany me on an inspection of the glorious German army in their hour of victory?
No, my Führer.
Then you will obey me.
Yes, my Führer.
Hail Hitler.
Hail Hitler.
Left turn. Good march. Left to right. Left to right.
Return to Cafe Artois to find René and Edith in their bedroom. There is no action here.
For the moustache, no body and stiff legs.
Give it to me. You will keep it this little bird. Do you realize that this is the same bottle for which we spent the night on our honeymoon?
Yes. What a story it has to tell.
It is still comfortable, but it is sagging a bit.
Everything is sagging a bit.
How different it all was. You were so young and so little. You could scarcely keep your hands off me.
You have taught me to control myself, it is. Do you have to wear all that cucumber and blisters on your face?
You have it so that I will look beautiful for you tomorrow.
What is so great about tomorrow? What about tonight?
Hey, do you mean I will take it off my head once?
No. It is too late now. Climbing into bed with a mixed salad does not bring out in me the Casanova. I would still taste the vinegar.
Where did we go wrong, René?
I expect it was the war.
The war has only been on 2 years. You have not made love to me since Czechoslovakia was invaded.
As recently as that, I must have been drinking.
Where is anyone else, René? I will kill myself.
Yes, yes.
Who is that?
What are you doing disguised as Wee Willy Winky?
I have an urgent message from Michelle. She wishes to see you.
How could anyone expect my husband to get up at this time of night?
Quite right.
Michelle is here, in and out a bit. So I came in first, in case you were engaged in the booking.
What delicacy of feeling. Sure in.
Psst. Michelle.
I have for you the batteries for your radio that were dropped behind the barn. They are strapped to my suspenders. See?
Oh, mine eyes have seen the glory.
They are long life ever ready.
I wish I was.
Now listen very carefully. I shall say this only once. Hitler has changed his plan. He is coming by car. It will stop at the town square. While they are repairing the puncture in the tire, Hitler will visit the only cafe open in the square, which will be yours.
Hitler is coming here?
How do you know that he will have a puncture?
We will break your empty bottles and put the glass in the square. While he is in your cafe, we will capture him.
You are not capturing Hitler in my cafe? I have a business to run. Have you gone mad or something?
I have not finished. The guards will not know that he has been spirited away because somebody looking like Hitler will be sitting in the window of your cafe.
And who is this master of disguise who will deceive the old German army before he is taken out and shot?
You!
Me?
He is too fat for Hitler.
Yes, I am too fat for it. We are calling too fat. And am I not too old and too tall and too scared? Oh, it is the ravings of a mad nun. I give you a simple answer. No. No, no.
If you do not do this, you are no longer my husband.
You see? Already my actions have compensations.
I would reveal more, but there is no time.
Then we must save the candle.
In the back row are the French peasants.
Excuse me. What's the matter?
cigarettes, programs.
Dear Fleek, my fishnets and suspenders. You look so sexy, dressed as an usherette.
Listen, remember Helga to get the fancy date off little train. Ice creams, chocolates, cigarettes, propaganda pamphlets.
And now we have the balloon.
Please, Captain, I wish to watch the film.
What for you want to watch the film? I see it before. Pluto, he gets stung under the nose by a bee.
Do not tell me how it ends. It will spoil the excitement.
I give you the excitement.
Please, Captain, I am not that sort of girl.
Maybe you're not that sort of a girl when you come in, but you're that sort of a girl when you go out. I kiss you your cheek. I kiss you your ear. Let me kiss you your lips.
Captain Alberto, I'm trying to eat my chocolates.
And make them melt.
The usherette, she is watching.
If there is any hanky-panky in the back row, you will be shot.
No wonder they do not adore the business. The thank of the goodness.
Now we come to the main feature.
Or would you say you?
Please, let us pay attention. Oh, good. It is a nature film. Nature-loving Norma. Look.
Nature-loving Norma arises from her bed in her tent in the woods. Throwing open her flap, she takes a deeper breath.
Mamma mia!
What is this? It is Jack, the nature-loving woodsman, on his way to chop down a tree. He stops and waves to Norma in a friendly fashion with his chopper.
How a friendly, friendly better. But not so now.
She follows him, and lightly she bounces over the springy turf. See how they help each other over the barbed wire fence.
I cannot bear to look.
They run together down the leafy path and plunge into the cool water of the lake. How clear is the water?
You cannot say that again.
Jack cannot swim, so Norma takes him in hand, and in no time at all she has taught him the breaststroke. Now they have swum into a dark cave where we cannot see them.
Captain, you are a very exciting man. You make my heart beat like the pumping piston of a train. By the way, talking of trains, what day does Hitler's train arrive from Berlin?
Is it coming here by car?
I need to know the exact date.
That is a bigger disappointment. I know what I do.
Not even if I do this.
The 14th.
Let me go! Let me go!
Not before I drive you mad. Ow! Ow! What a mistake to make!
It is now March the 14th. Despite much persuasion, I have steadfastly refused to become involved in the insane plot to capture Hitler. So, presumably, they are thinking of another plan. Ah, good evening, Mimi. Officer? Well, listeners, business is brisk, especially monkey business.
Oh, better luck next time, monsieur.
Mimi, what do you mean exactly, better luck next time? What have you been doing up there for the last 2 hours?
We were playing a tiddlywinks. He could not get it in.
He was probably using a wobbly wink. Now off you go.
Goodbye, monsieur. As soon as you get a new bolt hook, let me know.
Yvette, have you been doing anything I ought to know about?
He's from the maintenance squad. He was replacing the wotsit in the bathroom.
What a relief.
Oh, Henry, what will happen tonight if Hitler comes here and the resistance try to nobble him? Why do we not run away together now?
My wife has locked the till.
Oh, Henry.
Oh, Fate, come, let me embrace you.
Oh. Henry, what are you doing with that girl?
Yes, stupid woman. What do you think I am doing with her? Can you not see that she has fainted from lack of food? These girls are working around the clock. I am just reviving her. Come along, Yvette. Take some deep breaths. Oh my God, I feel the life coming back.
Into the kitchen with you. Have a nice bowl of soup and in future. Do not pass out near my husband.
Yes, madame, Edith.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For the moment, yes.
I will give a single signal on my whistle. Mimi, get on with your chores. Ah, Michelle, I see you have abandoned your airplane skin to capture Hitler. Oh, and the suitcase. You must be about to leave the country. Well, goodbye and good luck.
Your resistance do not give up that easy. They do not have the lily liver like you, you coward.
Listen very carefully. She will serve us all at once.
As you have refused to impersonate Hitler, you will place instead, in your window, a dummy of Hitler. The dummy is in this case.
The dummy of Hitler is in that case?
This is correct.
He must be a very little Hitler.
It is a full-sized Hitler, and made of rubber.
With compressed air. Here is a pump. If the pump or the compressed air fail, you can take this pump and use your breath.
Oh, now I have seen everything.
Hitler! I will strangle him with my bare hands! I will spit on him!
Oh, yes. You will spit on him when he is in a suitcase. When he comes through that door, you will spit on the other side of your face. Now, Michelle, I have a few small questions to ask. How does a rubber Hitler get up and walk to the car to be driven down the road?
Two members of the resistance will be disguised as German soldiers. They will walk him to the door, pretending that he has had too much to drink.
You will never get away with it. When Hitler comes through the front door, I go out through the back.
If you do, my people will shoot you. Now come, we must commence the inflation.
Not here. Take him in the back room.
Have you the broken glass to make the puncture in Hitler's car?
Behind the bar, come.
It is. Do not get involved.
All France is involved, striving to drive from our dear motherland the accursed Bosch. Tonight will be more famous than the storming of the Bastille.
Oh, she has been reading Victor Hugo again.
Here, I broke the bottle myself with my own hands. Long live France!
Long live De Gaulle!
Who?
De Gaulle, the one with the big hotel.
Oh, him. Where is he?
He is in England, fighting for freedom.
Well, I hope he realizes that we are working our bums off for him here in France.
No, to spread the gas in the town square. I go like a phantom into the night.
That did not take long, did it?
I will go now to help with the blowing of the dummy.
And you will help with the blowing up of the dummy.
Oh, good evening, everybody.
Oh, it has started already.
Awake the parrot.
Come in. Come in.
Oh, thank you very much.
Sorry, I am busy. I cannot talk to you at the moment. Over.
Oh, well, in that case, I will sit over here.
I can hardly hear you.
I said I will sit over here.
Shut up. Shut up, you stupid parrot.
What?
It has a little bit of millet stuck in its beak.
Michelle's skin is up the creek. Hitler has a puncture.
I do not want to know.
But I have a plan.
Your usual lieutenant, Cognac?
Thank you, René. I have this little problem.
Oh, yes?
René, intellectually, we have always seen eye to eye, so as a friend, I think I should warn you that a very important person is visiting your cafe tonight.
Oh, really? I had no idea. Who is it?
Herr Hitler himself.
Hitler? Well, 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 fancy that.
He will have with him...
Who?
You know.
Ah, Eva Braun.
No, Hermann Göring.
Hermann Göring? Well, I never.
And René, you have not met Hitler or Göring before, have you?
Not that I recall.
Some people do not look exactly like their pictures in the papers, you know. Hitler is one of those.
Pardon?
Hitler is one of those.
Oh, wait. Not another one?
René, can you come? We are having trouble with the inflation.
Inflation?
Wartime, you know, prices going up. It is so difficult to make ends meet.
Don't I know it?
Will you excuse me for a moment?
Of course.
Mimi, take care of the lieutenant.
What do you require?
Do you have a cigar?
Of course. Oh, how about one of these? It is a new box.
Excellent.
A light?
Thank you.
I am sorry, Lieutenant. There is no smoking in my cafe.
In the pantry at the back of the cafe, he found the vertical Crabtree struggling to blow up the dummy of Hitler.
It does not seem to be holding the wind. He must have a puncture.
In the saddleboard of my Pilochman's bicycle, I have a repair outfit.
We'll get it. And hurry. Maybe it's the pump. I'll try the pipe at his belly.
Yvette!
We have a leaky Hitler.
Well, what did you expect? Let me have a pump and see if you can tell where he is leaking.
I think it is coming from his trousers.
Well, turn him over and try again.
It sounds serious.
But where is it coming from?
I think it is here, in the derrière.
I wonder how many other French cafe owners are pumping Hitler in their pantry, trying to find out where the wind is coming from, huh?
Here, a tube of glee and patches.
Let us get his trousers off.
Yeah, let me do it. I have more experience.
Now, Fizzy, you will select for me a patch. By the sound of it, a big one.
This is a most unexpected complication.
Yes, and there is another complication. Field Marshal Goering is coming with Hitler.
This is bad luck.
You must tell Michelle to cancel the whole operation unless she happens to have a blow-up Goering. Ah, the dummy has swastika underpants. Why am I not surprised? Well done, Yvette. Now go back to the bar. Crabtree, you earl him while I pump again. Oh, I think I found it. My, it is a big one.
At this inopportune moment, Gruber stumbles in.
René, I think you're only an explanation. Why are you removing the trousers of an inflatable Hitler?
You've knocked him out? Oh, well, he will never know. Edith, where is Edith?
I have not seen her, René. What is happening about the blow-up Hitler?
Oh, he is as flat as a pancake. And do not go into the pantry. Gruber is there out cold as a smoke dam.
Is he dead?
No, but that idiot captured him with his truncheon. He has gone to find Michelle. With any luck, she will cancel the whole lunatic operation. We live on a knife edge.
What will we do when your little comes?
We give him a drink, we wish him good luck with the war, get his autograph, and do not give him a bin. Oh my God, here he comes!
Hey, Hitler!
Hi, Hitler! It is I, Leclerc. What are you playing at?
The dummy was flat. I took off him the uniform. How do I look?
Dreadful. Get out!
I'll me! Get out!
Why do we not run away together now?
Oh, I am surrounded by idiots.
Come look! A car is outside. I think it has had a puncture.
My God! This really is Hitler. A Goering is with him. Oh, my friends, my legs are gone. Come on, get me behind the bar, quick. Everyone to your places.
Hi, Hitler.
I am here to inspect my troops. I expect free drinks, complete obedience from the peasants, and the best table by the window.
Of course. Anything you would like, Hitler. Free wine, champagne.
Who are you?
I am René Artois.
Keep your eyes down when you are speaking to me.
Yes, sir. This is one of my witnesses, Yvette. This is Hitler. That is Goering. How is the Air Force getting on?
It's a field of human conflict. So few being shot down by so many.
What a beautiful lady. What a mistake to make.
Captain, Colonel, what are you doing dressed up as Hitler and Goering?
The battle, you incompetent fop. You have ruined it. Life is indetectable. You are the worst Hitler I have ever met.
Colonel, Captain, you must leave. The resistance, who I do not know, of course, are planning to kidnap anybody who looks like Hitler.
When do they plan to do this?
Ah! Take the hands off of the Hitler!
Quick! Take some outside!
What are you doing to me?
Where are the lights? Put on the lights! The fools!
They have taken the wrong Hitler and Goering. Michel, bring back that Hitler and Goering.
I am here.
Get out.
René, the real Hitler has just had a puncture outside. He's coming in with Goering and his driver.
Open the door.
Standing in the doorway is an effect dressed as Hitler with a helmet. Between them, they carry a dummy of Goering. Their legs tied together, they march in.
Hail Hitler, left, right, mark, time, halt. Hail Hitler.
Hail Hitler.
As you can see, Feldmarschall Goering has had a losing aid and requires the help of the dog.
Yes, Hail Hitler. Of course, Hail Hitler.
Left, right, halt. Sit. There is General von Schmeling.
I will go and seek him. Oops. I forgot we are tied together.
Do not move without your full permission. There is the fine.
Coming, Herr Hitler!
Stumbling through the door comes the Colonel and Captain Bertarelli in disarray, still disguised as Hitler and Goering.
Hey, so the resistance people are the limit.
The dogs who have perpetrated this indignity upon the glorious leader of the master race will be shot. The cafe owner will be shot. The staff will be shot. The customers will be shot.
Excuse me, Herr Hitler, Führer, Captain. We have guests.
Oh, Herr Hitler.
Herr Hitler.
Herr Hitler.
Herr Hitler. Herr
Hitler.
Herr Hitler.
In this cafe, many Hitlers.
I have to report that in the back room, there is a rubber Hitler without his trousers.
You are drunk. At this point, Edith, also disguised as Hitler, makes her entrance.
What is going on here? How dare you create all this disturbance when your glorious Führer is upstairs trying to rest after his victorious drive to inspect the troops?
Heads will roll for this. Prepare my car.
We have enough Hitlers, Edith.
So that I may continue the cavalcade. So that more brave soldiers...
Edith, we are over Hitler.
Do not interrupt. And there is Hermann Goering, the head of my glorious Air Force, who should be by my side.
I am here, my Führer. Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil!
Edith, look behind you.
Oh, Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler. To add to the pandemonium, Crabtree, dressed as Goering, descends the stairs. Hol Hodler!
Hol Hodler!
There is something going on here which is highly suspicious, but requires an immediate explanation. I have come to this cafe to present to Hitler the priceless portrait of the fallen Madonna with the big boobies by Van Klomp. Suddenly, I am confronted by 1, 2, 3, 4 Hitlers and 3 Goerings.
General, before you shoot anyone, there is a very simple explanation.
There is?
I think so. The resistance, who I do not know at all, were planning to capture your beloved Führer. These brave captains and colonels and Gestapo people and my wife and this idiot, Leclerc, disguised themselves as Hitler so that they would confuse the resistance. They were even prepared to be captured themselves.
Correct.
You have a word of a hero.
I thought of the plan personally. Such devotion deserves a reward.
The car of the Führer is outside and the Führer wishes to receive from General von Schmeling the portrait by von Klomp.
I will come at once. All the Hitlers and Goerings will accompany me to receive the personal thanks and congratulations of our leader.
Shall I bring this man, the rubber Hitler, without the trousers?
You are drunk.
Hey, Adolf, it's me, Capitano Alberto Bertarelli. What do you say?
What a mistake to make.
I am sorry we did not succeed, Herr Flick. It was a good try.
It's not the winnings that counts, it's how you play the game.
Come along, everybody. Outside, follow them.
Edith, where are you going?
You aren't the general. We have to obey orders. Wait for me.
So, listeners, that is how it goes. Just an average day in the life of a simple, if rounding, cafe owner in wartime France. Some of us can resist and behave like heroes. Most of us have to make compromises because we want to go on breathing. Who knows how long the war will last, but if I play my cards right, Café René will still be open. You must come and see me if you are ever in Louvain.
Henry, look, it is me a medal.
You mean you went out there and let Hitler give you a medal?
I will throw it away. No, here, you should have it. You saved the day, my husband. You were magnificent.
Well, I was only doing my duty for France. Unfortunately, we have lost the painting which we were going to sell after the war.
Really? The Jane Wallace just handed over her forgery. The real one is still under your nose.
Under my nose? It is? Where?
Here, strapped to my breast. I told you it was under your nose.
Oh, Edith.
Oh, Renee.
Oh.
Oh, oh. Renee, now that we are safe for a brief moment, can it be between us like it used to be between us?
Dear Edith, of course. I have always had a weakness for big boobies. Shall we dance?
International Radio for their support in airing this program, and to you, our listeners, for your time. We hope that you have enjoyed the show and will tune in again for Kyrenia Amateur Dramatic Society's future productions. Our next stage production will be Alan Ackbourne's Confusions in January, followed by the Farnsdale Avenue Housing Estate Townswomen's Guild's production of Macbeth in April.
Regarding your dear Mrs. Worthington, of Wednesday the 23rd. Although your baby may be keen on a stage career, how can I make it clear this is not a good idea for her to hope, dear Mrs. Worthington, is on the face of it absurd.